Teaching Carol, Chapter 3. The next time I saw Carol was at lunchtime the next day. We were both heading from different directions towards the entrance to the dining hall next to her dormitory. I had been thinking about something else, and so looked right past her at first. She saw me, however, and thought I was ignoring her, and that she was the victim of a one-night stand. I noticed her just as her face turned sad, and she began to walk away from me with her head down. I understood immediately what she was thinking and called out to her. When she turned back to me, I ran up and gave her a quick hug and a kiss on the side of the head, and asked her how she was doing, whether she'd slept all right, and so forth. She brightened immediately, and we walked into the building with our arms around each other's waists. We sat together and ate and talked, but made no mention of the night before. We parted without making any plans to see each other, but we both knew it would be soon. I arrived at her room in the later part of the evening that night, when I figured she would be done with her schoolwork. She was a student teacher. When she let me in, we hugged for a while. I used it as an excuse to massage her spine, starting at the top and working my way down. She relaxed against me and purred. When I reached the bottom of her spine, I allowed my hands to continue onto her behind, massaging her cheeks with the palms of my hands. She was wearing light corduroy pants, and the texture of the fabric was pleasing to touch. After some time, we broke off and went to sit on her bed. We sat cross-legged, facing each other, and she immediately began talking about how she thought we shouldn't be physically involved because we weren't in a serious relationship. I thought, sure, but listened and nodded in the right places. I was sure she believed what she was saying, but I was equally sure she would do what I wanted. When she finished, I kissed her lightly on the lips and said, I understand. I'll try to keep my hands to myself. She smiled at my acquiescence, and I continued, it won't be easy, of course, 'cause, as I told you last night, I just love touching you. I kissed her again. But I also love just looking at you. Is that all right? She blushed a little and looked down and made a small laugh, looking up from under her eyebrows at me. Oh, of course, she said. Do you like it when I look at you? Well, she wasn't sure how to respond. I made a teasing face and said, come on, admit it. Her blush deepened and she looked down again before saying quietly, yes. Yes, what? Oh, you know. Yes, but I want to hear you say it. Oh, you... All right. I like it when you look at me. Good. Does it make you feel pretty? Well, yes. What? Oh, yes, it makes me feel pretty. She gave the last word a self-deprecating twist. And sexy? Well, I don't know. Yes, it makes me feel attractive. Sexy. Okay, okay, sexy. She made a face at my insistence on the word. You really like it? Yes. All right, then. Stand up and let me look at you. Oh, Jonathan. Come on, stand up. I mean it. I took her by one shoulder and nudged her toward the edge of the bed. Oh, all right. She unfolded her legs and stood facing me, looking very self-conscious. She was wearing a light green sweater over her tan corduroys and tan socks on her feet. At first, I only looked at her eyes. They were dark brown, and at the moment, a little distrustful. I said, you really are very pretty. She allowed herself to smile. After a moment, I continued, you have a cute figure, too. It's all right if I look at it? She blushed again and looked down without replying, so I added, put your hands behind your head, if you would, and look at me. She hesitated for a moment, then did what I'd asked. Her eyes met mine, though timidly. I could tell she was feeling vulnerable and said, oh, that's nice. That really shows off your figure. I let her watch me as I deliberately allowed my gaze to drop to her small breasts and boyish hips and linger there long enough for her to feel it. Then I looked back up and smiled at her and said, but I can't really see you like this. She looked puzzled. What do you mean? I held her gaze as I said, well, for instance, I'm pretty sure you have nice legs, but I can't see them. Would you pull down your pants, please? She thought I was kidding and guffawed. I said, seriously, pull down your pants. She was incredulous.
Oh, geez, Jonathan, no.
Carol, I promised I wouldn't touch you, and I won't. But I want to look at you. You like having me look at you, right?
Yes, but...
All right, then. She started to say something else, but I held up my hand to forestall her and held her in my gaze as I said, Carol, I want to look at you. Pull down your pants. She couldn't take my gaze for long. She looked down. I heard her mumble,
oh, jeez,
to herself. Although her short black hair curtained her face somewhat, I could still see that it was beet red. I held my breath. This was the turning point. Finally, she took a sharp breath, hooked her thumbs into the elastic waistband of her pants, and pulled them quickly down around her ankles. Then she straightened up again, but wouldn't look at me. There, that didn't hurt a bit, did it? I said lightly. Come on, hands behind your head, look up. She did so, still not looking at me, her face still red. I smiled and said, Come on, Carol, don't be embarrassed. I want you to enjoy this too. Stop thinking about it so much. Just watch me looking at you. Enjoy how sexy you are. Look at me. She finally raised her eyes to mine. I said, That's better. I really like that. Do you feel sexy like that, with me looking at you?